Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This morning, isolation shake-up, one of our last remaining COVID restrictions set to go. Mavericks face off, the minor parties making a play for your vote. A Melbourne mum left fighting for life after she was knocked off her scooter in Bali. Dog attack, little boy speaks out after his frightening encounter outside a Gold Coast restaurant. And wild winds and drenching rain, a powerful storm rocks Sydney.
This is 7 News with Angie Asimus.
Good morning. New South Wales and Victoria are on track to scrap close contact isolation rules as early as this weekend. Health officials from both states have met after the governments agreed to remove the remaining restrictions in tandem. Under the plan, people who live with positive COVID cases but test negative would no longer need to isolate at home for 7 days. It comes as business leaders push to get household contacts back to work. Victorian mask rules are also set to be eased later this week. Four of Queensland's most controversial MPs have gone head-to-head, affirming they won't work with major parties to get a leg up in the federal election. It comes as primary support for both Labor and the Coalition takes a tumble.
Even as the major parties scrounge for primary votes, there are some avenues they won't go down.
A vote for those independents is a vote for chaos in our parliament. I won't be doing any deals with independents.
And for the Maverick MPs who took part in last night's debate, it seems the feeling's mutual.
The United Australia Party will not have either Liberal, Labor or the Greens. And I won't preference any of the bastards.
We're here in one respect because we're upset about the betrayal of those Liberal Party or National Party values.
Asked how we should respond to the growing threat posed by China, this was Bob Katter's response.
There needs to be a missile fortress war. You try and get through that. Every boy in this country in secondary school should have access to a rifle and know how to use it. And the reason for that is the Ukraine.
Pauline Hanson grilled about the death of Senator Kimberley Kitching.
Why aren't you all more vocal about that or continue to be more vocal?
Sorry, I don't think I could have been any more vocal than what I have been over the few years talking about that. She was a close friend of mine.
Week two of the federal election campaign has seen Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese trade barbs. Distance not stopping the leaders from going for the jugular.
Anthony Albanese needs to come clean on this.
This is a government that struggle with the present and don't learn from the past.
Mr Albanese claiming the coalition will force pensioners onto cashless welfare cards.
The Labor Party should stop frightening pensioners. It is an out-and-out disgusting lie.
If they want to really rule it out, they will support our policy, which is to abolish it.
Jacinta Lee, 7 News.
Let's go live now to Taylor Aiken in Canberra. Taylor, this is heading for a messy fallout.
It certainly is, Angie. Good morning. Both the major and minor parties ruling out doing any deals in terms of preferences, but also if there is a hung parliament. However, if the independents do hold the balance of power, the major parties would need to negotiate with the crossbench in order to get those laws passed. Even the minor parties, many of which campaigning for the same vote, have refused to do deals with the coalition or with Labor. Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese will face off in the first leaders' debate of the campaign later tonight, with both sides looking to land that killer punch in their first face-off of the campaign. Angie?
All right, Taylor, thank you. China has signed a security deal with the Solomon Islands, despite warnings from Australia and the United States. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne called the deal deeply disappointing, saying it could undermine stability in our region, a claim backed up by Labor's Penny Wong.
It has serious strategic implications, and it is a serious negative, has serious negative consequences for Australia's security.
The details of the pact have not been made public, but in a leaked draft, Chinese police could be brought in to protect social order in the Pacific nation, which is just 2,000 kilometres from Australia's coast. Sydney was lashed by a brief but powerful storm last night, winds gusting up to 80 kilometres an hour in some parts of the city. Further south, Goulburn and Jervis Bay recorded gusts above 100 kilometres. That storm blew in from the west with a front extending across much of the New South Wales coastline. Forbes and Orange in the state's central west also copped a drenching. A Melbourne mother is fighting for life in hospital after she was knocked off her scooter during a holiday in Bali. Peter Richards was on her way to buy her three-year-old child a birthday present when it happened, the accident leaving her with a fractured skull and bleeding on the brain. She underwent life-saving surgery in Bali before being rushed back to Melbourne on a medical evacuation flight. A GoFundMe campaign has already raised more than $100,000 towards her recovery. Russia has claimed its first win after launching an all-out assault on eastern Ukraine. Troops have reportedly taken control of the city Kremina, which had a pre-war population of almost 20,000 people. If true, it would be the first city captured in the battle for Donbass.
We've seen ground forces start to position themselves and try and take key villages to enable wider movement by ground forces, but it's a gradual process by Russian forces to start to gain position. And it remains unclear as to exactly what they'll try and do.
The United Nations says the number of Ukrainians classified as refugees has now reached 5 million. A six-year-old boy remains in hospital this morning after he was attacked by a dog on the Gold Coast. It's shaken his family and sparked a council investigation.
A little boy's arm ripped open, mauled by a bulldog.
It felt horrible. It ripped my arm.
I looked down horrified and it was wide. His arm was wide open.
It's Easter Sunday at a busy Currumbin cafe. Six-year-old Teddy wants to pat.
I asked the owner, can I pet your dog?
When the owner agrees, the dog starts nipping at Teddy's ankles. Then it strikes.
The dog jumped on me.
Once, twice.
Playing around, you know, but we sort of soon realised that it wasn't playing. The dog has then gone for him again.
Andrew's parental instincts kicking in, yelling and stomping, the owner dragging the dog away as Teddy is rushed to hospital.
Teddy was left with severe injuries to his arm, requiring two surgeries and a very long road to recovery. But his father is also deeply concerned about the mental scars.
There were more than 700 dogs reported on the Gold Coast last year.
Really, any dog, when it's in the wrong circumstances, can attack.
Animal management officers are reviewing the CCTV vision against our animal management records.
The dog owner is said to be devastated. He has since apologised to the family for any medical bills and to have the dog put down.
He's not going to be petting dogs for a while now.
Thank you for looking after me, Dad. Thank you, doctors and nurses.
A plucky six-year-old already showing he'll bounce back. Sally Guyte, 7 News.
Doctors treating former Australian cricketer Ryan Campbell are easing him out of a heavy sedation after he suffered a heart attack in London. The 50-year-old is right now in intensive care in hospital. His older brother says the family is trying to stay optimistic.
We've been told that he's got good oxygen levels, blood pressure's up. So now we're just waiting for him to come out of the heavy sedation and see what happens from there.
Campbell was at a playground with his kids when he suffered the attack. Police are scouring South Australia's York Peninsula this morning for more drugs linked to the state's largest ever haul. $250,000 worth of cocaine was found bobbing in the ocean last month, and over the weekend, holidaymakers discovered another bag full of the suspected drug washed up on a beach. Four men have been charged over the initial fine, but police expect to make more arrests. Opened up in the supermarket wars. This time it is Coles versus Costco. Coles is trying out the concept of bulk buying, but without the Costco membership fees.
Grocery prices are growing, and so are the groceries. Coles has started upsizing, today launching a bulk buy value range.
It's another solution to help families to stock up on pantry staples that will help them to feed for weeks and months at a time.
Bega peanut butter now comes in a 2 kilo tub for $16.50, the same as 10 average size jars, which add up to $32, a saving of 48%. A jumbo 1.3 kilo can of Milo is $16, a bulk saving of 46%. And a kilo of panko breadcrumbs, a 57% saving. It's a head-on challenge to American bulk buy grocery chain Costco, which has now grown to span 13 local stores across Australia, thanks to its popular bulk value sales model. Members pay $60 a year to access its range.
At Coles, there's no membership fees.
Yet Costco offers more than 4,000 bulk products versus Coles' current 44.
If you can store those products safely and you can use them before they deteriorate, it's a great way to save on your weekly food shopping bill.
Plenty of retailers offer bulk-sized products both in-store and online, but prices can vary significantly. Experts say checking the unit price, for example, per kilogram or per item, can generate real savings.
An average family across the year can save upwards of $1,800 on their grocery shopping bill.
Gemma Acton, 7 News.
Qantas is being accused of sending a third of its jobs offshore despite receiving a huge taxpayer handout during the pandemic. The Flight Attendants Association has slammed the national carrier for employing cabin crews from New Zealand on Australian routes in an effort to cut costs. It also says the airline refused to negotiate over a request for adequate rest facilities on long-haul flights, a claim Qantas denies. In an Australian first, all Victorians can now access urgent medical care from their home. A trial of a virtual emergency department, which allows people to connect with an emergency triage nurse at the click of a button, is being expanded statewide. Within minutes, they can speak to a doctor and receive expert advice. It is designed to offset pressure on the health system, with hospitals overflowing and ambulance ramping causing lengthy delays. Checking finance now, the Dow Jones trading nearly 400 points higher, the Nasdaq also up in London, the FTSE 100 fell and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed 185 points in the green, Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell, the All Ords up 46 points and the ASX 200 also up. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,956 an ounce, oil $103 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 73.73 US cents, approaching 95 Japanese yen and $1.09 New Zealand. Johnny Depp has taken the stand in his explosive defamation trial against ex-wife Amber Heard. Let's go live to US correspondent Tim Lester in our US bureau. Tim, what's the actor said?
Well, morning, Angie. He said that the truth is all that matters to him now. Of course, there is the small matter of the $50 million US dollars he's suing former wife Amber Heard for this after Amber Heard published an op-ed in the Washington Post 4 years ago in which Depp claims, though he was not named, it implied that he had been sexually and physically abusive during their one-year marriage back in 2015-2016. Amber Heard denies this. She's filed a counterclaim of $100 million US dollars, so it's dueling defamation suits. This one, the Depp case, is expected to run 6 weeks, and he has already outlined that he claims, was never abusive, but this is what he had to say about his former wife, Amber Heard.
She could become quite violent, and she was quite violent, and she was quite cruel, which could be in the form of an ashtray being flung at you, you know, it hits you in the head, or you'd get beat with a high heel shoe or a telephone or whatever's handy.
Interesting that the counsellor who served the couple while they were trying to resurrect their marriage 5-odd years ago says that she believes both were abusive in their own ways. The trial now expected to run for a total of about 6 weeks. Angie?
Thanks very much, Tim. Boris Johnson has apologised to MPs in his first parliamentary address since being fired for breaching COVID laws. The British Prime Minister says he made a serious mistake attending parties at Downing Street during lockdown, but he won't be resigning.
That was my mistake, and I apologise for it unreservedly. As the House will know, I have already taken significant steps to change the way things work in Number 10.
Later this week, MPs will debate on whether to refer Mr Johnson to the Privileges Committee, which would consider whether the PM knowingly misled Parliament. A man has been arrested after a lengthy standoff with police at a pizza shop in Florida where he took an employee hostage. Negotiations dragged on for 7 hours. Then at around 1 a.m, loud bangs rang out and smoke filled the shop, and the 49-year-old suspect was carried out on a stretcher. The hostage wasn't hurt.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To sport, and Geelong star Tom Hawkins has escaped punishment for his staging incident against Hawthorn on Monday. The AFL match review officer admitted Hawkins exaggerated contact, but it wasn't enough to be a reportable offence. The AFL is standing by its controversial crackdown on umpire dissent. After several controversial 50-metre penalties over the round, they've confirmed the ruling will stay with strict enforcement. And Bulldogs star Lockie Hunter has taken an indefinite period of leave due to personal reasons. There will be a fairy tale comeback in the NRL on Monday. 3 years after retiring due to a brain bleed, former Panther and Cowboy Timaree Martin will make his Broncos debut against the Bulldogs in Brisbane. The Sharks have lost skipper Dale Finucane for Thursday's clash with Manly, while prop Braden Hamlin-Ueli faces 3 months out with a pec tear. And Knights forward Mitch Barnett will join the Warriors from 2023 on a 3-year deal. A maiden A-League premiership remains in touch for Western United after beating MacArthur 2-0 in Launceston overnight.
Delivery Payne! Oh, it's a pearler from Connor Payne on the volley! Not for the first time this season.
The win moves United within a point of table leaders Melbourne City with a game to spare. In the Asian Champions League, Trent Bahaja's goal rescued a point for Sydney FC in their 1-1 draw with Vietnamese team HAGL. Taking a look at the weather now, a trough extending over Victoria and central and southern New South Wales is bringing widespread showers and scattered storms. A trough over northwest WA is generating some showers and storms as well. And a trough and low over the northern tropics triggering showers and storms, heaviest over far north Queensland. Around the capitals, Brisbane mostly sunny, 31 degrees. Sydney also mostly sunny, 24. Canberra 20 degrees with possible early showers. Melbourne 19 degrees, possible showers. Hobart a late shower or two, just 17 degrees. Adelaide heading for 21 with late showers. Perth some morning smoke, then sunny, 28. And Darwin 35 degrees and mostly sunny. And that is 7 Early News for this Wednesday, the 20th of April. I'm Angie Asimus.